Welcome to the Science Behind the Bible podcast, where we dive into the science behind the Bible to prove how science and the Bible go hand in hand. Hey everyone, welcome back. So for today's episode, we're going to be discussing Romans chapter 1. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godliness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their own wickedness. So as you guys notice here, it says that they suppress the truth by their own wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. So God has made himself plainly known to everyone. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so people are without excuse. So I don't know if you guys notice here, it literally says, people are without excuse. Why are people without excuse? People are without excuse because God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen. Where has it been clearly seen? From what has been made, right? So if you go to nature, go outside, I always say this a lot on my channel. I'm always like, how do you not see God if you go outside and just look at nature? Like, look at the world around you right now, okay? Like, go to a beach. If you're not by a beach, go to a wooded area. Go to your backyard even. Listen to the birds. See the trees. Like, just all of this naturally is incredible. It's beautiful. It's so incredible. Obviously, something had to have created it, right? Because it says, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, divine nature has been clearly seen and being understood from what has been made. The biggest statement I always see is there's no God. Oh, give me proof that there's God exists. Give me proof God exists. And I'm always like, literally, well, look outside. The Bible literally says, look outside and you will see that God exists, right? We are without excuse. Why are we without excuse? Because God's qualities are clearly seen in nature. Look at that. Think about it. I'm going to just mention certain things that I know. Like humpback whale, for example. I think that's so majestic, the way that they can just lunge feet out of the water. All these crazy things that can happen. Even like certain animals. Like, just thinking about that, it's crazy to me when you go outside, even when your leaves change, right? Your leaves are changing. What is perfect about leaves changing? I was outside the other day and it was snowing and I saw these birds. I forgot the name of the birds, but they were like these really, really, really nice birds. And they were making that noise and they were like darker colored birds, but they were like, that noise or whatever they make. But they were all in like a straight line, all following each other, like a flock of birds. And I'm like, this has to be proof God exists because they're perfectly in a row, all lining up. Like, it was crazy. So many things in the world are just too perfect. For it not, there not to be a God. And then it says here, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him nor gave thanks to him. It says that they never glorified him nor gave thanks to him. How do they know God, right? It says, for although they knew God. Yes, they knew God. Why? Because his invisible qualities and attributes are clearly seen in nature. So again, it's obvious that there's a God. So they know that there's a God, but they're not glorifying him or giving him thanks. So then it says that their thinking has become futile and foolish hearts were darkened. It says, although they claim to be wise, they became fools. How many people think that they're wise? Think about like a naturalist or something that knows the environment really well, or like a marine scientist or something that knows the environment really well. They claim to be wise, right? They know everything about nature, everything about the creation here. But the problem is they became fools. Why did they become fools? They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal human beings, birds and animals and reptiles. Have you ever seen, and I'm going to bring it back to the scientist argument here, there are scientists out there literally that study the ocean, study the creation. There's people, I've been on boats back in my day before I was saved. I actually used to go on a lot of like boat trips, aquarium trips, and I was with these people that would study this stuff, and they were so knowledgeable. I'd be on these boats, and there'd be people who would know everything about every creature. You could ask them 1,000 questions. I've been to lectures, and they would talk about every single creature. They have slideshows of every single creature in the area, and they would just know all this information. They would be so wise, right? Like the Bible says here, they claimed to be wise. They were really wise by science standards. They knew everything. They knew everything about these creatures. They knew the way they walked, the way they mated, the way they lived, everything. But they became fools because they were just exchanging the immortal God for a mortal human being, birds and animals. So again, what were they worshiping? They were not worshiping God, even though they knew God, right? Because his invisible qualities are seen. They know God, but instead of worshiping God, what do? They're worshiping the creation. They're worshiping the birds, the animals, the reptiles. Think about that. And then down here, and I'm going to skip a verse here, it says they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and they worship and serve the created things rather than the creator, who is forever praised. Amen. That's exactly what I just talked about. They're exchanging the truth about God. They don't want to accept that God exists, but instead they'll create a lie for themselves and just worship and serve created things. Like if you are, let's say, a scientist who studies the ocean, what are you worshiping and serving? The creation, right? You are literally worshiping and serving created things instead of God. You're saying, okay, instead of God, instead of worshiping him, I'm just going to worship these animals. I'm just going to say that science says this, science says that. Where does God exist? Prove to me that there is a God. I can't see God. You know, the Bible says no one can ever see God, right? The Bible says no one's ever seen God. A lot of people don't want to talk about that. The Bible says no one's ever seen God. Let's see if we can pull that up real quick. Hold on. It says here in John chapter 1 here, in 1 John chapter 1, sorry. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, all right? So no one's ever seen God, like the actual God, the Father. Like, yes, Jesus Christ was living on earth and walking the earth, but none of us have seen God the Father, literally. Sure, we know that God exists through nature and other things that make him present, or make his presence known here, but no one's ever physically seen him. Like, I've not, with my own eyes, looked up and saw God. People say, show me God. But again, we can't see God. Sure, we can see his attributes and we clearly can know that God exists, but we have never physically seen God the Father and stared at him in the eye and said, that's God the Father. No. But we know because of creation that God does exist, and there's just no way to deny God, and nobody has an excuse to deny God. And this is something people really don't want to realize, is that there is no excuse. You know God exists. Look out the window. You know, God exists. I say go into nature. That's the answer. If you found today's episode interesting, please feel free to share it with a friend. Have a blessed day.